Don's checking in from San Luis Obispo on Wealth Health Radio. Mm. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
Happy New Year.
Is now a good time to get in the stock market? How about index funds?
Oh, hey, that's a great question. I believe it's a good time to start getting in. I don't think we should be all in at once. I think that there's actually some downside still left in the equity side of the equation. I'm not so much sure whether that downside will translate into emerging markets equities as well as foreign markets, developed foreign markets. But I believe that the U.S. market is still overvalued, and we have never got down to a point where we were at value. So I believe that there is some downside. I don't know how much, but it certainly wouldn't be a bad time to start dollar cost averaging your way in, figuring that if it goes down, you're going to lower your cost again because you're going to continue to buy in. And if it goes up, then you can take advantage of some of those things going up.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in, Don.
Very good.
And I do agree that the index funds are the best route to take, whether they're index equities funds or index bonds funds. The index funds are the way to go because the costs are so much lower, and you don't want to be paying for someone to be managing your money as far as that's concerned, because the incentives really aren't there for it, and it's been proven they can't really do it. Asset allocation is key. If you want to know more about that, check our free resource website at richandfulfilling.com. There are articles on my blog post with regards to asset allocation there for you to read, and those are available free. Registration for the website is free as well, and that unlocks even more resources. And, of course, if you miss parts of this radio program and you want to catch them, and we do reorganize it so it's a little bit easier to find the parts that you want, you're welcome to check out richandfulfilling.com.